the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad, the big noise, everything you enjoy by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And we are rocking and rolling, going region by region with our Fade 5, our favorite picks against the spread. May work in a total or two as well. In this year's NCAA tournament, we handled the West in the prior episode, so make sure you go back and listen to that if you haven't already. And now we are going from West to East, though everybody inside the Midwest there in Indianapolis. And let's work in a couple of futures in a region I think, Lundy, is going to be living in the upside down. I think it is going to be just nothing but turmoil and chaos out East. And, you know, you look, the Michigan Wolverines, the one seed in this region, Alabama, the number two, but a whole lot of contenders there in the middle. Where are you seeing the best futures values in your estimation right now at DraftKings Sportsbook?
I've got two that I like, Brad. One of them with a nice payday. Let's start off with the smaller one. I know this is unpopular. I know people don't like this. I think Roll Tad. I think the Buffs are a Sweet 16 team. And you can get the Buffs on the team future at DraftKings Sportsbook right now at a plus 170 to make the Sweet 16. So that's a nice little payday. But how about we go even bigger?
Yeah.
Go bigger. Go home. UConn.
Yes.
Sweet 16 plus 325.
Love it.
Make it to the Sweet 16 in a region that I agree with you, I think could completely be with 11 in the upside down, and we really don't know what to expect. So if I'm looking for some futures, I'm looking for a region that I don't think is going to go chalk necessarily, and the East is at the top of that list.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a bloody area of your bracket if you do go chalk. I'm just warning people right now, a lot of slash marks galore. I love the UConn call in the Sweet 16. Hell, I'll take it another step further. Plus 700 to get to the Elite Eight. Oh, what's that? You want me to go one step beyond that? Sure, why the heck not? UConn to the Final Four at plus 1150. And I also kind of like Texas, too, to get to the Final Four at plus 700. I'm telling you, Madness of March will be in full effect in the East region. And look, if you want to get in at all that action right now, and check out too, DraftKings tournament bracket pool. It's $100 to enter, and I believe the top prize is like $2 million. It's ridiculous. I've got an entry in there, so take your best shot and try to reel in the sheets here this March with their tournament bracket challenge. And also, too, go to DraftKings Sportsbook right now, America's top-rated sportsbook app, as they are putting new customers in the center of the action for the NCAA tournament. Bet $4 on an underdog, and if they win, you win $256. Yeah, turning $4 into $256 is a 64-1 odds proposition. Every dollar you bet could turn into 64 buckaroos. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning the $256. All it takes is a $4 bet. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code FTN to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this special edition of the FTM podcast, let's roll through the East region's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, number 5. Let's talk about the Florida State Seminoles going up against the UNCG Spartans. Yeah, there are a lot of Spartans. Also another group of Spartans in this region, Michigan State, in the first four matchup against UCLA. We got Norfolk State, another group of Spartans. Spartans. Everybody's got Spartans. And I like the Spartans in this game, Lundy, going against the Noles. Look, I think the Noles are going to win this thing, but the turnover game is problematic for Florida State. This is a team that has shot itself in the foot on 20.2% of its possessions this season. UNCG plays a high-pressure, full-court-style defense, spearheaded by the wonderfully talented Isaiah Miller, diminutive guard who's flying all over the place. UNCG forces, or at least they force a turnover in conference play, 21.2% of the time. They also got some size, do the Spartans. Koval is 7'1". Him and Abdul Salam are going to have their work cut out for him against this disruptive length and athleticism of the Florida State Seminoles and Gray, Koprivica, and Barnes. But the three-point strikes, I think, will be the difference here in the end for Florida State. The Seminoles, their last 10 games, shooting 39.6% from downtown. UNCG just 31%. Still, at plus 10.5, too many damn points, London, because of the turnover downside of Leonard Hamilton's bunch. I think it'll be a single-digit victory for Florida State in the end and a cover for UNCG. Fade or follow?
I will follow on this one because it is too many points. I'm actually surprised to see it still in double figures. I'm surprised it hasn't actually managed to get bet down so far over the course of these first 48 hours that we've been looking at the bracket. But I think it's too many points. I do think the Seminoles can turn the ball over, and that'll keep things close. FSU will advance, but I do think that they will keep it close enough that we're talking single digits. 10.5, too many points.
Wield that short sword, Spartans!
Number 4.
All right, let's move on to the 8-9 matchup, but it should be a fun one between the St. Bonaventure Bunnies and the LSU Tigers. I'm going to lay the 1.5 here with LSU, Lundy. Both teams are outstanding offensively. They were number 1 in their respective conferences, St. Bonaventure in the A-10, LSU, of course, in the SEC, and adjusted offensive efficiency. The Bonnies netting 37.5% from way downtown. LSU 52.4% inside the arc. The key here is LSU extending its defense and boxing the hell out, because the Bonnies really get after it, tenacious on the offensive glass, generating a second chance, a third of their possessions. And what version of the Tigers defensively is going to show up? You know, they're 100-plus in adjusted defensive efficiency on the year, but their last five games, ooh, they tightened up, Lundy, giving up just 0.973 points per possession. LSU also grabbed a ton of second chances in their own right during that stretch, 34.2% of the time, and they are draining threes at a 37.6% clip over those last handful of games. I love Cam Thomas. I love Watford. I think LSU is playing excellent basketball right now, could be a disruptor in this region, and I think they're going to handle business against the Bonnies, and that's why I'm on them, -1.5. Fade or follow?
This is like filling out the bracket and just saying, screw the teams I'm going to talk about, their mascots. I can't pick a Bonnie. What the hell? Really? A Bonnie? Are we talking Bonnie Raitt? Who are we talking about here? No, I'm going to go with LSU. I thought I saw some good stuff out of them in the SEC tournament. I think they are a team that could wind up being a bit disruptive. I really look forward to, assuming they get out of this and that the Bonnies don't pull off the victory. But I think the matchup between LSU and Michigan could be phenomenal.
Yes.
In the second round. So I'm really looking forward and hoping that that happens. So, yeah, let's lay the points with LSU in what could be a tight bet sweat kind of game.
Loving that. I am the Tiger.
Number 3.
All right, moving on to the 7-10 matchup between the UConn Huskies and the Maryland Terrapins. Well, Lundy, I think we've already tipped our hand on UConn. So we got to mush. We got to feed those dogs some milk bones, baby. I'm going to lay the 3 against the Terps here. UConn, the last 8 games, playing literally like a top 10 team, according to the advanced analytics. Number 10 in the country in points per possession scored. Number 4 in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency, giving up just 0.884 points per possession. They're getting a second chance, a ridiculous 37.5% of their possessions. That's number 8 in the nation over that span. In terms of 2-point percentage D, number 28. In terms of 3-point percentage D, number 44. They are locking down on the competition. And Maryland, yeah, look, the Muddy Bowls have got to fall for this team with Scott and Hart and Ayala and Hamilton. 35.1% is what they have shot from along the arc in their last 8 games. But too often with this Terps team, they're one and done. They don't generate a whole lot of offensive rebounds. But the Terps D, rather restricting, giving up just 0.906 points per possession in their last 8 games. That's top 25 in Division I. Still, this UConn team is I mean, they're purring right now, man. They are electrified. And I think Danny Hurley, you know, he has got, I think, about 5-4 locos coursing through his veins over the course of a 40-minute game any given day or night. He is going to be hyped. And I think that is going to be transferred onto his team. And they're going to be jumping jacks all over the place. So give me UConn. -3. The Huskies have been covering machines this season there against Maryland.
I will follow you on this one as well. You talk about the fact, okay, so they lose to Creighton, right?
Yeah.
But UConn prior to that had covered in 5 straight games. They have covered 16 out of their 22 games on this season, including 9-3 when they are either on the road or at a neutral location, which obviously we're about to do with the tournament. So UConn performs well regardless of where they're at, but they're also coming in on a hot streak despite that loss to the Blue Jays. I still feel like they are rolling. They're going to be able to cover. Maryland is in trouble. The 3 points, this I feel like is going to be a good game, Brad, and then suddenly UConn's going to pull away late. I like them, especially take the last 5, 6, 7 minutes of the game. I think they pull away, they take care of business, move on to round two.
Yeah, that's right. I say mush, Huskies. Mush to the money. By the way, check out MonkeyKnifeFight.com. MonkeyKnifeFight.com is your one-stop shop for all of your favorite DFS plays. It is a platform unlike any other. It's just you against the house and all of your favorite player props, whether in college sports or the NBA or the NHL. Go to MonkeyKnifeFight.com right now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to score free $5 game on the house as a new user. Have an MKFing good time at MonkeyKnifeFight.com.
Number 2.
Moving on, let's talk a matchup that has some people doing a double take because they can't believe this line is in the single digits. Abilene Christian against the University of Texas. So a battle there of the Lone Star State. I like the Wildcats. Meow! Plus the 9 against the Horns here, Lundy. Look, I got Texas winning this thing. Again, I think Texas is a dark horse to emerge unscathed in this region and represent it in their Indianapolis in the Final Four. But this Wildcats team is frisky on defense. They play a unique high-pressure style that it forces a turnover on 25.3% of opponent possessions. So the Texas guards have got to squeeze the orange and protect it, coddle it like it were a child. Coleman and Ramey and Andrew Jones, they're going to be critical in this matchup. If they can beat the press, then they have to match wits. They have to match the physicality of one Colton Cole, who is a legit skilled 7-footer that Abilene Christian has. So, you know, Sims and Jones and Brown, those guys got to do a lot of work around Cole because he is a legitimate rim protector. Still, Texas, the triples have been raining down here of late. In Big 12 play, 42.2% of their shots came from distance, and they were hitting them at about a 36% clip. So the other area here is they got to hit their free throws. Abilene Christian, because of their unique pressure style of play, they foul a ton. And Texas, unfortunately, shooting just 69.7% at the charity stripe on the season. They're going to be tested in this game, Lundy. I'm taking Abilene Christian for that reason, +9. But I think the Horns win by 4 to 6 points going away. Fade or follow.
Yeah, I think this is going to be an interesting test for the fighting Shaka Smarts and his hair, which I still can't get over. I'm going to follow you on this one. I think this might actually be a little bit closer. I think this might be one of those, again, that we're sweating down the stretch, in part because of what you just brought up. You kind of stole my thunder there with the fact that the Longhorns struggle at the free throw line.
They do, man.
They have got to make their free throws. You can't sit there on the season at 70.8 and expect in a game like this where if it's close and now all of a sudden Abilene Christian's deciding to foul, they're trying to get interesting there down the stretch, they're finding the right guy on the floor to try to foul, take somebody with that low shooting percentage at the line and take advantage of it. looking at you, Sims, you better make sure that you're making those free throws. And I think Abilene Christian could play the hack-a-shack type of game down the stretch and keep this thing close. Texas going to have to push 9. Again, I think people are looking at it and are surprised at the single digits, but I think this spread is right where it needs to be.
Yeah, it's going to be a fancy feast for the Abilene Christian Wildcats.
Number 1.
All right, last and certainly not least, I think you've already foreshadowed your selection on this, but we're going to get your actual pick here momentarily. How about the 5-12 matchup and maybe one of the trendiest? It might be the trendiest 12-5 pick in everybody's NCAA tournament brackets. And I'm going to side with the majority here. I believe in the Georgetown Town Hoyas, and I'm going to take them at +4.5 against Roll Tad and those Colorado Buffs. So you look at Georgetown, their last nine games, a team that scored 1.112 points per possession. That's number 55 in the nation during that stretch. They've given up just 0.893 points per possession, number 16 in the country over that span. They have balance, and they are balling. Patrick Ewing's fingerprints, of course, and identity all over this team, because this team really gets after it on the glass. A ton of tenacity in that area. They're generating a second chance dance 32.9% of the time over there those last nine games, and over the last month too, getting at the free throw line early and often and cashing in, plus cashing in from outside at a 38.5% clip. Now you look at Colorado, most efficient team in the Pac-12. In their last eight games, with 1.114 points per possession scored and 0.920 points per possession allowed, they also generate a ton of second chance opportunities, especially Evan Batty, who's a banger there in the post. So Batty and Jabari Walker going against Wahab and Bile. Those are going to be the two key matchups in this game, and I think Georgetown has the edge. It's going to be tight. It is going to be snug right down to the bitter end here, Lundy. But give me the Hoyas. They're going to be barking +4.5. I'm assuming a hard fade from you, Omri.
It is a hard fade for me, my man. I think that this Colorado team is going to bounce back from the loss to Oregon State, where, oddly enough, as they talked about a few times on the broadcast, if you could weed your way through the Bill Waltonisms, they recognize the fact that you're talking about the best free throw shooting team in college basketball history. Yeah. And the reason they lost to the Beavers was because they couldn't make them, which is funny. So just a moment ago, I was throwing some shade at Jericho Sims because he doesn't shoot free throws very well. You brought up Evan Batty. Batty, not only banging around the way that he does, but he makes his free throws at an 83.2% clip. So when he does bang around down there, or he draws the contact, he is not hack-a-shack. You put him at the line, he's going to make his free throws. So this is a team that I think is going to stretch this thing out. I do think it's going to be a close game, but I think the rebound that will happen for the Buffs at the free throw line is going to be the difference, and I think they cover the five. And as I said, they are one of my futures bets, making it to the Sweet 16 at a +170 at DK Sportsbook. So yes, I am going to roll with Tad's bunch and see the Buffs with it, with not an easy victory, but they're going to cover against the Hoyas.
I mean, it's going to be a sweat session. I think it's going to be one of the more entertaining games of any first-round matchup in this year's NCAA tournament.
Well, you talked about, I mean, right now, as of when we're recording, 60% of the bets are on Georgetown. They are the sexy 12 pick right now.
Yeah, look, I'm whistling. I will go and apply some suntan lotion on the backs of Patrick Ewing's boys if they can get the cover here. I like them a lot. I like them a lot. I'll tell you that right now. All right, so there you go. The East region breakdown. We're going to have the South and the Midwest the rest of this week. So, you know, keep on downloading these episodes. And follow Lundy on Twitter if you don't mind, too. At Nate Lundy, follow me, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, which it kindly really helps out our show tremendously. And check out our NCAA Tournament Scouting Guide. All the talk of the social medias right now. Only $7.95 is available at FTN Bets. Full color spreads of every single NCAA tournament team, pluses, minuses, players to watch, overall outlooks. It is a one-stop shop, the ultimate resource to get you prepared for your office pool and all of your sports betting needs. Go to ftnbets.com/pricing. That's ftnbets.com/pricing to get your copy today. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.